Yes, I mean, I've always been. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, let's do it. Thursday Music Club brings us Samantha Fisher from PlayItForwardSTL.org, or just Play It Forward, if you want to remember it that way, and brings us local sounds and good news about good things she's doing. So, Samantha, how are you?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good to see you out of a dress. Just wanted to mention it. It is that time of year that you like to wear women's clothes.
Do you go trick-or-treating with your kids dressed up?
In a dress?
In a dress.
The gown gets one shot. The gun gets the Halloween party, then it goes into the kids' dress-up box. So the boys will grow up to wear the Dorothy outfit and the Flo outfit and the Janet Jackson costume. And
I've met your children, and they will. They're fantastic boys. They've got such great humor themselves.
Well, it's the only way to survive in our house, I believe. So talk about what you've been doing, playing musical Santa Claus, dropping stuff off, giving kids stuff.
Man, we are. Do you remember just a few months ago we had a little six-year-old girl that was in a safe house for a sexual abuse clinic?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, just got a report that via Play It Forward, we set her up with some music violin lessons. Mm-hmm. And she's doing extremely well, and music is healing her, and her counselors are very happy and grateful to Play It Forward for our efforts. So that's a great one right there. 6 years old and has probably been through more stuff than we'd like to talk about. But we gifted her a violin and lessons, and she's doing extremely well. Mom and baby are doing great.
I have to imagine, Sam, that you're on the quick call list for a lot of these musical therapy programs, you know, from all of the different walks of charity.
Well, they tend to share the good word. So when something like that happens, we do get contacted again, and it's our pleasure to be able to jump in and help out like that. So everyone is delivering instruments. Our friend Larry is here. He's outside the studio. Can you see him? We'll wave to Larry.
Hi, Larry. He didn't bring a piano, did he? Because I'm not carrying nothing.
No, he didn't. He brought two bass guitars, and I'm very grateful for that. Because, again, there's a 10, 11-year-old kid that is dreaming last night about their very own guitar. So Larry no longer needed them, passed them on to the program, and we'll funnel them back out. So thank you, Larry.
Thumbs up, Larry.
Yeah. All right, what else are you looking for? What are you shopping for right now?
I really need a couple of full-size violins. Okay. A lot of kids are taking band. Again, the instruments just aren't available. Mom and Dad just don't have it in the budget to rent. So if you have a full-size violin laying around, I have an 11-year-old girl who's in the 12th grade. No, she's not 11 in the 12th grade. 10th grade,
that's
9th grade,
kid.
I don't know. Maybe the 8th. I know she's 11. That's all I know.
That's enough.
And her dad would like. And her dad is a single parent, and he would like to know if we can find her a violin. So we have new drop-off locations I'm pretty excited about. Vintage Vinyl, we already talked about. And our friend Dave Henson,
Killer Vintage. On Ivanhoe.
On Ivanhoe is also now a drop-off location. So if you're in the area.
Absolutely.
So, Sam, if we don't have instruments, but we'd love to, say, sponsor the rental of your friend, is there a way that we can do that?
Yeah, just contact me via the Facebook or the website, playitforwardstl.org. There's a contact page. If you want to rent an instrument for a child for the rest of the school year, it'll cost you probably less than $20 a month. So if you're out there and you want to do that, please let me know and I'll get that set up right away. Cool. And then that child at the end of the year, they can keep the instrument for next year if they upgrade. You can go to their recitals. You can meet them, their parents, their guardians, whatever. It's a great program. It's called the Players Club.
A lot of the bands, too, jump in and have their concerts, which they'd be playing anyway, but turn around and make them fundraiser events for you. Any of those to mention?
Well, just recently, Johnny Fox did that at the Vocal Point, the listening room.
Focal Point.
Vocal. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What an amazing place. And just that night alone, which was Friday night, We raised $400 cash just for the program, just for people being there. So a couple things to mention. November 8th, we're back with Devin Allman at the Gramophone, $15 cover, and he's encouraging people to donate instruments that night. And, of course, November 30th at BB's for the Baby Blues Showcase. And November 22nd with Mozingos. They had a car accident that went through their building a couple of months ago, and they're relaunching their stage, and we're going to make that an instrument drive, and that is on Saturday, November 22nd.
Good.
In O'Fallon, Missouri.
Play it forward, STL.org, for more information. And also, as a bonus, Sam always turns us on to some area sounds, and let's do a couple of those.
Well, first of all, these are some of my favorite people. Isaac Sherry and Sean Templek. I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong. I usually do. This band is called Ragged Blade Band. This is kind of a ragtime kind of thing. I absolutely love it. Saturday, November 8th, between 2 and 4 p.m. at 2700 North 14th Street, celebrating ragtime and the early blues. This is a charity for the Old North St. Louis. I guess W.C. Handy and Scott Joplin were very influential of this ragtime music in St. Louis back in the 20s. So it's kind of a celebration of that and their birthdays. And this is a great band. It's called Ragged Blade Band. And the track is Waste Not, Want Not.
Cold and looking for love somewhere, and I would sometimes find something pretty. Everyone said to put a chain on it, don't give all of yourself away.
Ragged Blade Band coming up a week from Saturday, 2 to 4 at 2700 North 14th Street. Celebration of W.C. Handy and Scott Joplin. Yeah, a little different than what you usually bring us there, Sammy.
I like it. I like it. And that's Jerry Rabuska. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Can't people just have normal names like John Jones or something?
No. No, apparently they can't.
John Carney's. Anyway, Jerry, good stuff. I love it. And Isaac and I met, actually, he was a music teacher at Urban Future, and we met a few years ago. And hats off to him for helping the kids in the community as well.
All right, you got one more you can slip on us?
I do. Lou Bebinga. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Probably not, but at least you're consistent.
Well, that's the theme of the
day. No, Lou and I are Facebook buddies.
You are. Yeah. KL2, World's Best Band. I love this band. It's kind of a classic rock with some blues. This track's off their first album. They are in the studio working on their second album, and it's going to feature a cat named Alvin Taylor, who has worked with George Harrison, Elton John, Stevie Wonder. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So this is their Halloween tribute song, and I thought it was kind of cool. It's called Substitute Love.
We'll go out with that. Also, don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information. That's Slam and Sammy Sound. With all the latest, keep up the good work, my dear. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, my love.
Happy
Appreciate
Halloween.
You.
Don't eat too much candy. All right, we'll go out with KL2. Is that what we said?
Yes.
Here it is, Thursday Music Club at KTRS.
Up, last call. The evening's through. Two lonely old people, as lonely as a misery loves company. Let's go to my car.